Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Made a trade today to send Eric Saubert to New England. Certainly wish him well, and certainly someone that's regarded around here as a great teammate for me and from others. But at the end of it, we always know it comes down to the battles at different roster spots, at different places, and that's what this time of year, you know, is about, and finding ways to address, you know, things on the team that you can do.
The voice of Dan Quinn yesterday, talking about, you know, I guess the big news of yesterday, Eric Saubert getting traded by the Falcons to the New England Patriots for a conditional seventh-round draft pick. What's trending here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line's open, 404-741-0929. We'll get to an AMA coming up in about 40 minutes from right now. Any question, any topic. Jason Butt going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now to talk about these Falcons.
Yes.
And Jason just tweeted out something interesting, kind of related to Eric Saubert. Apparently, he thinks that we should keep an eye on Danny Etling, who the Patriots just released to make room for Eric Saubert as a potential signee by the Falcons to have as a young developmental cornerback, maybe on the practice squad.
Well, he was a guy that was doing a couple different things up there. Knowing they were trying him out at receiver this year, and you asked me if he was fast. Well, they showed a highlight of him last year in the preseason. Had an 86-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, I remember that.
So yeah, also make sure y'all stay tuned because we're about to give away some fun stuff, some free stuff here on Andy and Randy. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned because it's coming up in a minute. Listen for that sounder.
What is it?
I can't tell him. It's a surprise.
Secret.
Well, basically, you told him about a damn show.
Yeah, I have. And also, we gave – they told me to tell him.
Yeah.
Didn't know I gave away the surprise. Yeah. We also gave away the prize yesterday.
I know, but it could have been something different, Andy.
Oh, it could have been.
Not really.
It is something different.
It is something different.
No, it isn't. It's the same thing as yesterday. It's tickets to the – a practice round at the Tour Championship coming up in a couple weeks, and you get to go to the kickoff event at the College Football Hall of Fame. What?
But it's a surprise angle working. I needed you to come with me, partner, just to make me feel like, yeah.
Brian told me to tell the people what it was.
Why do we care what Brian thinks?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I don't.
When did he
we were playing catch him? During the break there, and he compared me to his young nephew.
He did, actually.
In my inability to pick the short hop.
Because
when we were playing catch.
He said you weren't as good, but you got so upset. And
why don't
so
have a glove on?
You got so competitive and so upset by us throwing the ball in the bullpen, dude. Like, but the face you make, I'm like, dude, just relax.
I was relaxing.
Relax.
That's how I relax. I was having a good
relax,
time.
Relax.
I was having fun, Randy.
Right.
So, yeah, that was Dan Quinn talking yesterday about Eric Saubert. He's gone. Jason Butt will join us in 12 minutes to tell us more about what Dan Quinn was talking about yesterday. Dan Quinn also said this today about telling Keanu Neal that he would not play in the preseason game last week. He said, quote, "I was a little nervous telling him. He looked at me with eyes. He was ready. I felt like I should have had backup when I told him, but nobody was next to me."
Hey, man.
Keanu Neal was ready to fight about not playing in the preseason
game. Dude, when you ain't played and you miss all that time because of injury, yeah, you want to go play. I mean, even in a preseason. I remember my first preseason after I broke my leg and I came back. Dude, I wanted to play in that preseason game so bad.
What year of your career was it?
Year eight.
Okay,
year
so
seven,
yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted to play so bad. I was like, hey, coach, you going to let me go? Spagnuolo, he's like, nah, not today. Hot. But no starters played. So then, but the next one, yeah. I mean, yeah, once you miss all that time, you want to get out there, man. You got to get out there.
I believe it. I would expect a lot of those guys to play this Thursday. A lot of these guys will be on the field this Thursday,
yeah,
when the Falcons take on the Jets.
I don't think Keanu and Ricardo are going to be out there.
No, I
doubt they're playing.
So basically, everybody will stay for will play in preseason game number three then.
Except for Julio,
who won't play in any preseason games. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to Jason Butt about all this. Get to the bottom of all that news coming up in about 20 minutes.
This was a tough road trip. I mean, you go into Minnesota and you know, even here. You know, these guys got swept New York and came in, and they were hungry, too. I mean, that's a, like I say, it's not a club you take lightly. I mean, it'll be good for the guys to get home and wake up with their families.
There's waking up with your family. Yeah, that's the key to the resurgence of the bullpen.
Sleeping with your wife?
I mean, works for me.
Or girlfriend. Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You probably need some of that after splitting a series with the Marlins.
Probably.
In Miami.
That and whiskey.
Or what? Yeah. get you an Amstel Light.
Yeah.
The beer drinker's
the beer
light
drinker's
beer.
Like beer.
Or a Hey Man or something like that. I don't know. A lit vodka, whatever it is that you want to drink.
Stuff promos.
All the stuff we've been drinking lately. But also, that's not true, though. Like, no offense, but it's not a tough road trip to go to Miami.
No.
Miami's a bad baseball team. You should have taken 3 out of 4.
Exactly.
From them. You had a 6-2 lead in the 8th inning on Saturday night, and the bullpen gave it away. So, yeah, that's fine from Snitker. But now you got to come home and get things figured out. And you need to start tonight with Max Fried on the mound. And look, honestly, Randy, I hope this happens tonight. I hope Max Fried goes 7 innings, and I hope the Braves are up 3-1. In the 8th, and I hope they have to go to the bullpen again because I want these guys to figure it out as soon as possible.
Well, I ain't hoping, you know, but I'm pretty sure they're going to have. Of course, you're going to have to go back to your bullpen again. And now we're at a point where when do – because I said this yesterday. I think Snick's getting frustrated because he does not know where to play these guys.
Yeah.
He does not know how to use so-and-so here, Green here, Matt Slynn here, Chris. I'll just say Chris. Chris here.
Chris who?
Chris. I can say anybody, Chris. Or.
But you have to, I mean, it could be a different Chris. You mean Chris Martin?
I will try to fix you.
Of course. But when all else fails, when all else has failed and they might stake it up again, he's gonna bring 77 back out there. Luke Jackson. That was from yesterday. All right. He's going to bring him out, okay?
Not in the 9th.
How do you know?
I don't.
You might bring him in the 10th.
I don't. Because
what if Shane goes out there and he blows it? Who's coming in?
I don't know.
Luke Jackson.
Probably.
Hey, man.
But no, here's what, again, like I don't want it to go to the 10th because that would mean it's tied at the end of 9 innings.
Yeah.
I want the Braves to be winning at the end of 9 innings. I want them to win the game tonight and every game. But I want it to be a game where you have to figure out what those roles are. Because, like, there's probably people saying, nah, I want the Braves to win 10-0 tonight. Yeah, that would be great. But you wouldn't learn anything about the bullpen. I want them to know what the roles are and define them because you're not going to win 10-0 every single
night.
Okay,
first of all, you don't want them to win 10-0. Why not?
Okay, go ahead and do that.
Okay.
But eventually you're going to have to figure out what the bullpen roles are.
Exactly. We can wait till tomorrow.
Okay, well then tomorrow I want it to happen.
Well, what if they go win 5-0? The bullpen has
the point is this, yes. And you're being difficult and that's fine. You're not going to win every single game 10-0, and especially when you get to the playoffs. There's going to be close ball games, and you got to know, all right, so in the 7th inning, we bring in Mark Melanson.
Yeah.
And in the 8th inning, we bring in Chris Martin.
I will try to fix you.
And then in the 9th inning, we bring in Shane Green, and we never see Luke Jackson.
Luke Jackson.
That's all I'm saying. I want the roles to be defined, is it. Look, if they can win every game 10-0 for the rest of the season, sign me up.
I would greatly appreciate
it. It just seems
Andy.
Unlikely.
It does. It's very unlikely. It's very unlikely. It's very unlikely they don't win 10-0 tonight. But I'm just saying, eventually something's got to flex out where 77 ain't got to come out there. But again, if he does come out, which I'm
Luke
sure
Jackson.
He probably will, you know what? He's going to do his thing. You know why? Because Brian keeps playing this damn clip in my ear.
You regret saying that, don't you?
I don't have any regrets in life other than, you know, that those 3 years in St. Louis. But, you know, but other than that, I don't live with regrets. I said it, and I didn't think he was going to do this and be childish with it, but he has been. Luke Jackson, you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, it's all right.
My life is filled with regrets.
Yeah.
It's just regret after regret after regret.
You know, we're probably a bit spoiled. The ball goes in the box and you just expect him to pop up and score from whatever angle, however difficult the pass is, the ball is.
That was Brad Guzantak talking about Joseph Martinez, who we talked with Mike Conte about in our last segment. He's a ridiculous little goal scorer.
He's pretty good.
He's amazing. He scored 15 goals in the last 10 games. He's probably not going to play tomorrow, though. Seems unlikely that him and maybe even Barco both would play tomorrow in the Campeones Cup.
Campeones.
Now, we did find out that it would net them a trophy if they win tomorrow against Club America. What do you think the trophy looks like? Because you asked if it was like a tiny little one like mine.
I mean, I don't know. Because it is a fairly new tournament or whatever that they're doing right now. But, I mean, trophies are trophies. And I'm looking at some of
some trophies are cooler than others.
Yeah, it's true. I'm looking at some news. Says Tito Villalba, he might get a chance to play tonight.
Love
it. So, hey.
Tomorrow
night. I'm sorry, tomorrow night.
Love
it. Yeah, he might get an opportunity to go out there.
Been a while.
I mean, it's going to be some guys that need to, you know, get in, get, you know, see what they can do in live game action. I would love to see Bello play tomorrow also. But I know he was up practicing with the big team yesterday. So, hopefully, he gets an opportunity to go out there.
What's the coolest trophy? Championship trophy?
Oh, Stanley Cup.
I think you're right.
Yeah, Stanley Cup's the coolest one.
That one hadn't even come to mind.
Yeah.
I love the claret jug for the British Open. That's
okay,
a cool
yeah, that's
one.
Cool, yeah.
I guess maybe we just like trophies you can drink out of.
I think that's definitely what it is. I think that's, I would
the
love.
Lombardi trophy is really cool.
Oh, it's nice.
But you
nice.
Can't drink out of it.
I would love to have taken a drink out of that.
The Stanley Cup?
Yeah. Reminds you of Ogre off of Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
Just great.
Just, yeah, that would be great.
That'd be so awesome.
I tried to drink out of the little tiny trophy that I got at our bowling event.
Please tell me you lying to me.
I did, but it's...
It's
attached.
Cheap.
It's attached at the bottom via a screw.
Yeah, it's cheap,
so
Andy.
It leaked out.
They got it at the dollar store that was right beside the bowling alley. You know that, right?
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't need to know that.
So when you saw that trophy, you actually thought Terry went and spent some money on it.
I don't know where it came from. I figured it was at least, you know, 12 karat gold. I'm not sure.
Like from the...
I just thought it was nice. I didn't test it. But I did ask the bartender to fill it up with alcohol, and she tried, and it leaked. And that's who you work with. Mm-mm.
I mean, we're aware of what we're about to face, and it's obviously a good side, but I think this is a time that you wouldn't want to face us at home.
Miles Robinson, who kind of sounds like Trey Young.
I thought it was Trey, too. I was like, damn, Trey already talking smack about the new home court advantage over there at State Farm.
We'll get to Trey in a minute. Trey actually did, well, this is from a couple weeks ago, but we'll get to Trey in a minute. That was Miles Robinson talking about nobody wanted to come into Mercedes-Benz and play the Atlanta United right now. Because they're so hot at home.
Do they want to leave?
No, do they want to play anybody on the road? Yeah. That's what they got to prove on Sunday against Portland. But the Campione's Cup is in Atlanta. So does that home dominance transfer over to teams from Liga MX? Should I say, if I'm going to say Liga, should I say MX? Or should I say League MX? Like, don't combine partial Spanish.
No, that's always raggedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always
so
raggedy.
So Liga MX.
Yeah.
Right?
At least that sounds pretty good, though. I'm not going to try and attempt that one, though. But, yeah, that looks...
The Mexican League.
That sounded pretty good.
The Mexican Soccer League.
The Mexican Soccer League. Okay, I can say that, but the way you just said that, whatever word...
Liga Amequis?
Liga Amequis.
You sound good? You feel
like
good about
it.
That?
I like that one better.
All right. Maybe I'll try to work in some more Spanish
maybe
from time
to time.
Maybe
we got some culture with the show.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I'm super excited about the pieces we got. I know everybody in Atlanta is excited, too. So, with Cam, I mean, Bruno, DeAndre, everybody we added, I mean, it's unbelievable. And then the trades that we made, I'm looking forward to the season. I know everybody else is, too.
That's Trey Young, actually, not Miles Robinson, talking about the draft picks. But the draft picks we're excited about because the schedule has come out. The Hawks have two nationally televised games.
There we go. They had one last year.
So, they doubled up.
All right.
So, next year, four.
There we go.
And then eight.
Nah, after that, you know, they should be like one of the most exciting teams in the NBA.
Because the Lakers got 31, yeah. Right?
I mean, do you know who they got on their squad?
I know. Okay. I know they do. I'm not saying the Hawks should have anywhere near what the Lakers have. I'm just saying, like, a couple years from now, if this thing goes right, then they should have up around that many.
What would have been fair to you?
Two is about right.
Okay.
Two is about right. And as one who is very close to it, as we all are here at the radio station, the flagship of the Atlanta Hawks, they got it right with two.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to watch all the games.
Of course.
We'll listen to all the games. Steve Holman and his great broadcast here on 92.9
The Game. And we can watch it at home.
We can.
Yeah, watch it at home.
But the reality of it is it's not quite there yet. Not everybody's into it quite yet. Now, hopefully, eventually, you'll get to the point where you have all those nationally televised games.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, the Hawks released a pretty cool video as well to announce all of their games. It was like in the style of the TV show Atlanta, you know, on FX. You ever watch that show?
I watched the first season. It's kind of corny to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of Atlanta.
I liked it. I liked the second season.
Yeah, too. I wasn't a big fan of it.
Made me laugh. But that was sort of the style that they used to try to announce their schedule. Kind of like the Falcons did the Game of Thrones announcement. The Hawks was good as well.
Oh, it was great. It was great, man. I mean, whoever runs all four of the major sports here in this city, whoever runs their social media accounts, they're all pretty good.
Yeah, they're all pretty
good.
I mean, with baseball, you have to be a little bit more
conservative.
Yeah. I think Braves Twitter, just in general, like the people, the fans that populate Braves Twitter, that's fun. The whole Tiger Woods meme and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that was so great.
Oh, Brenda sent us a picture of the Campione's Cup.
Let me see it.
Kind of meh. Yeah. Just like a...
But it's a trophy.
It's a trophy.
Yeah.
It looks like the base of it is very heavy. And then it just kind of stands up.
As long as you can get above your head.
Oh, yeah, you could hold it up. Yeah. And will there be confetti tomorrow night if they win?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
I like confetti. We'll come back and talk to Jason Butt. I do. He works for The Athletic. He covers the Atlanta Falcons. And he wrote a very interesting article yesterday about the team. We'll ask him about it coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Hanging out in the Kia studios. How you doing, Randy?
I'm
good?
Great over here.
You good, man?
And we got to congratulate Kyle Edwards of Douglasville.
Oh, thank you, Kyle.
Yeah, congratulations. You won a pair of passes to the 5th annual Tee-Up Atlanta Party at the College Football Hall of Fame, honoring the PGA Tour's top 30 golfers on Monday, August 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. Plus, you get a pair of Wednesday passes to the Tour Championship at East Lake Golf Course. I'll be there Thursday with somebody else. But
I think John Chuck.
Oh, yeah, Chuck will be there. Celebrate the kickoff Tour Championship weekend on Monday, August 19th at the College Football Hall of Fame. Tickets are only $25, which includes Wednesday's ground pass, and you can purchase that at tupatlanta.com, ATL.com.
Kyle's from where? Douglasville?
Yeah, Kyle is up in Douglasville.
We're big in Douglasville.
We're big down 20 West.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to the AMA. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. Or on Twitter, at TBM929. But before we go any further, we've been talking about the article all day. Figure we might as well have the guy on who wrote it. Jason Butt joins us, Falcons beat writer, to talk about what he has observed thus far in training camp and in practice. How are you, Jason?
Hey, doing well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Great, man. And again, great stuff in the article yesterday. We tweeted it out and talked about a lot of the quotes that you had written about. One of the things was Dan Quinn talking about Devontae Freeman. And Dan Quinn talked about what his offseason has been like and him being stronger and all of that. But you use the word workhorse. I wonder, in your opinion, what would that mean? Like, what would that look like from a numbers standpoint for Devontae Freeman to actually be the workhorse for the offense?
Yeah, I guess I probably should have clarified, maybe not in the traditional sense, like 25-30 a carry guy. Those days are over for any running back, you know, outside of maybe Le'Veon Bell and, you know, when he was in Pittsburgh. But I would think, you know, 20 to 22 touches. I just think that with Freeman, you want to get the guy that you're paying a lot of money to. You're going to get him the ball. You're going to get him involved. He's so integral to what they want to do. And on top of that, you've got a pretty deep group of backups, but you don't have anybody that is like Devontae, who is even like Tevin Coleman, who you want to just work in a timeshare. So if you're paying a guy that kind of money to put him out there, you're going to use him at this point, especially you know, entering with the third year of that extension. And so I fully expect to see a good bit of Devontae Freeman this year. Like I said, you know, 20, 22 touches a game. I don't think that's unreasonable whatsoever because, like I said, one, what you're paying him, two, the kind of value on the field that he brings.
Yeah, and me and Andy, we were kicking that around because we were talking about total touches for free. I said around 275, and I had to do some quick math real quick on my phone. And that's about, if you average it out over 16 games, about 17 touches per game. If you're talking about 22, are you looking at more like maybe 1,600 yards combined somewhere in that, Jay?
Yeah, something like that. I don't think that's unreasonable either. Freeman is just such a good receiver out of the backfield. And, you know, before the injury last year, you know, they had packages where – whether it was Tevin Coleman split out or Devontae Freeman split out. If you remember in the first game of the season last year against Philadelphia, they had him split out as a receiver. I believe it was Matt Ryan couldn't find him on a third down play that otherwise could have gone for a touchdown.
That's right. I remember that play.
Right. And so they want to use him as a receiver. So, you know, being a multifaceted kind of running back, you won't necessarily see 20 carries a game, but I think you'll see, you know, the usage will definitely be up compared to where it was when it was a timeshare with him and Coleman.
Jason Butt joining us here talking some Atlanta Falcons. And just full disclosure, I thought this was awesome. Randy was literally using the calculator on his phone to figure out how many touches. Because we were talking about it earlier. We were like, I was like, 250, 275 total between carries and receptions. Your number would be over 300, something like that. Again, like, ideally that happens because that's all contingent on Devontae Freeman being healthy.
Right.
Like, when Devontae Freeman's healthy, he's a really good player. It's just a matter of him being healthy and being on the field. So we all hope for that. Now, one thing that the Falcons are doing, or at least toying with, according to your article, Jason, is maybe keeping five running backs. Why would they be interested in keeping that many running backs?
When you look at that position, you've got three behind him that two of them have been, you know, are almost side by side, in my opinion. That's Brian Hill and Ito Smith. Now, Ito Smith has been the number two guy all preseason. Brian Hill hasn't. I think they haven't shown Brian Hill being ahead of him on the depth chart. And then behind him, there's Quadri Allison, and I don't think they're going to go ahead and cut their fifth round draft pick, who you know, Dan Quinn had nothing but rave reviews about, you know, at least coming out of the draft. Was able to finish the last preseason game against Miami pretty strong. So you have those four guys, and if Marcus Green can't take the return job, then they'll keep Kenyon Barner, you know, as a returner. And Dan Quinn kind of spelled it out. That role, whether it's Marcus Green being the seventh receiver, if you will, or Kenyon Barner being the fifth running back, pretty much it's a specialist that they got to then put with a position group. So that's really a kind of a separate position as a whole. But yeah, that's how five running backs wind up on this roster. Hmm. Who ends up being the return man on this team?
Jason, when you talk about seven wide receivers, I'm trying to count all of them off. I mean, you know, you got the first four. I think Gage is going to be the fourth guy. Then is Hardy going to be this fifth? Is Hardy going to be the fifth guy, or is it Zacchaeus? I mean, what are they going to do? So you think Hardy's
right now,
safe with that?
Yeah, right now I would lean towards Hardy and Zacchaeus, but I'll tell you what, Christian Blake is a guy if they want to go with a youth movement there and say, you know what, you know, we've seen what we've seen out of Hardy, best of luck to him. You know, that's a route the Falcons could take and go with Christian Blake, a guy who was on the practice squad a year ago. Now, Justin Hardy might be saved. If none of these guys can win the punt return job, and I'll be honest, today at practice, and Marcus Green and Zacchaeus just did. I mean, Zacchaeus is still learning. He hasn't done this since high school, I don't think. And so he's still struggling a bit as a punt returner. And, you know, Marcus Green is more of a kickoff return guy. Now, if neither of those guys can get the punt return thing down by the end of the preseason, then I think you almost have to keep Justin Hardy because he can be your emergency reserve guy who you know is going to catch the ball. You may not get a big play out of it, but you know you're going to catch the ball and not turn it over. So, you know, there's definitely value in Justin Hardy. He's a guy. He's really strong when catching the ball too. Maybe not explosive like some of these young guys, but you know what you're getting. You know you're not going to get a mistake. So, you know, that's how Hardy gets on. But, you know, if these young guys can carve out roles and get the coach's confidence, then I think he could be in a battle, you know, when it's all said and done.
Jason Butt joining us here, talking some Atlanta Falcons on the WadeFord.com hotline. Didn't see a ton of starters on last preseason game, Jason. Who should we expect to see this Thursday night that maybe we haven't seen yet?
Now, I think you'll actually see Matt Ryan. He was supposed to play at least one series last week, but you know, there was a soccer game, FC Barcelona and Napoli the night before, and then it started raining, so the field was not necessarily in the best conditions, and so they took it easy and the cautious approach with him. But Ryan should play. Dan Quinn today actually said Devontae Freeman, you know, they're not going to take the approach like last year where they didn't play him at all. He very likely could get some snaps. The only guy who you won't see is Julio Jones, but, you know, I would expect to see most of the first team, at least for one series, you know, offensively and defensively. They're not going to play them a lot. Obviously, they want to avoid injury, but they want to kind of ease these guys into some game action so that they're not completely cold going into the regular season.
Jay, what does the trade of Eric Saubert mean for guys like, you know, Jaden Graham, Paulson, and also the fullback position, Ricky Ortiz? What does that kind of mean for him? Would they keep four tight ends and make Stocker play more of that fullback role?
Yeah, it's actually it kind of goes back into what running back and receiver, where I think more so not you know, getting rid of Saubert has more to do with just freeing up that roster spot for one of the specialists who are would essentially be what we talked about just now, the fifth running back or the seventh receiver. That seems to be where that roster spot has to is going with that. You know, that said, I will be interested to see, you know, what does this mean for Ricky Ortiz, because you know, he's your old school lead fullback. You know, they haven't used him as a receiver, you know, but he actually does have good hands, from my understanding. He had one catch last year. I think he brought in a one-handed grab, but they don't really use him in the offense that way. Jaden Graham's a guy who's had a pretty good preseason, but you know, is he ready for a 53-man roster spot? You know, can he contribute on game day? If he's going to be inactive for the year, then you know, you could probably keep him on the practice squad. I don't know if there are many teams that have seen enough of him to go and make put him on a 53-man roster. So there's tight end's interesting because you got those top three guys, but at the same time, you know, I think more than anything than Saubert's spot freeing up a fourth tight end spot, I think more than anything, like I said, one, that spot goes maybe more towards the specialist position. And also, I won't be surprised. I would like to bring up Jaden Graham. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little competition brewing between Jaden Graham and Logan Paulson. Again, it just depends on whether the team wants to keep a veteran who they can depend on, or if Jaden Graham's ready for that role. That's going to be a decision the Falcons can make. But at the same time, given his lack of tape so far, they very well could decide, well, we can chance him on the practice squad for the time being. So. A lot of stuff going on, as I mentioned, you know, when it comes to letting, trading Saubert for a conditional pick. It's interesting. There's a lot of dynamics when constructing this roster. It's definitely good for radio because there's plenty to talk about.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about. There's no doubt about that. One final thing I do want to know about, Jason, you're out there every single day. Is there any chatter about Julio's contract and when this thing might get done, or is that pretty much died down for now?
Yeah, we haven't really been talking about it. It's kind of funny. You know, Nick Polk, the contract guy, he was out of practice yesterday, which means he's not in the room negotiating. So it's interesting. You know, again, I think we all expected this to be done by now, but it doesn't seem like there's any animosity between either side. So take that for what it's worth. Julio has been running routes in individual drills lately, so. Doesn't seem like there's anything brewing on his side. You know, he said yesterday his helmet's good, so you don't have to worry about any controversy.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. It's one of those things. I guess what'll happen when it happens. But, you know, I fully admit I'm surprised it hasn't happened by now. I think the Falcons, on their side, they're surprised it hasn't happened by now. So, still trying to. I mean, they're trying to wait and see and figure out when the thing will get done. You know, the Falcons want to reward him with a very nice contract to make him the highest paid receiver in the league. So just a matter of getting those final numbers right.
Jason, we appreciate it as always, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.
All right, bro.
Jason Butt there, Falcons beat reporter. You can check his work out. We tweeted out that article that he wrote yesterday. Great stuff. Always great info about the Atlanta Falcons as well. No chatter about Julio's contract, no, but his helmet's good.
It's all the most important thing, right?
I mean, helmets are important. Yeah. Keep you safe on the football field. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line or on Twitter at TBM929. We will answer your questions next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
AIM.
Any question, any topic to close out the show every single day at 1:40 on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line's open, 404-741-0929, although I think we could use some more. We're a little light on questions today. Twitter as well, at TBM929. I'm a little distracted, though.
My mic's not on.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because Boone, my dog, he's having his temperament test today up at the doggy daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Took him up there this morning. They've got live stream, which is ridiculous. You can watch them
right.
In, like, the playrooms.
Right.
My wife is doing that.
Right.
And she's sending me screenshots of Boone getting taken to timeout.
Damn it, Boone.
You just had to act right for
one day.
Because we want to board him because we're going to Seattle on Saturday.
One damn day,
Boone. All you have to do is act right one day and trick him. And then when we're out of town, we can't come get you, so you'd have to stay there. Maybe he knows. Maybe he's like, I'll act up so I don't have to stay here.
Damn it, Boone.
Come on, man. Time out. Doggy time out. What a jerk. Get it together, Boone. Come on, man. Act better. All right, let's get to some questions here on Twitter from Rusty. Who wins the free throw shooting contest if it's me and Brian versus Randy and Wendy?
Me and Wendy? Definitely.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I'm a pretty good free throw shooter.
Huh?
I'm a pretty good free throw shooter is what I said.
I saw you shoot free throws. We were down at State Farm Arena.
I was shooting threes.
Same difference. You can't shoot. And then then how you going to practice? You practice on an 8-foot goal across the street from your house. You can't dunk.
We're not having a dunk contest, Randy. That was a lot of information that people didn't need.
I'll take me and Wendy still.
Brian says he's not going to miss a free throw, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, we'll see. How about we just play a whole game, and then we'll see.
A game?
Yeah, 2-on-2.
2-on-2, me and Brian versus you and Wendy?
Yeah, Brian will fall out.
Brian will fall out?
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
He just said he would.
He said he's taking you. See, here's the thing about Brian that maybe not everybody knows. Like, I'm outwardly competitive to the point that's probably detrimental to my social life.
You are.
Brian's very competitive. Not to say that Wendy's not. Wendy's also, we're all very competitive people. But I'll take Brian over you.
As far as what?
I'm just kidding.
As far as what?
Wendy beat Brian in fantasy football, so yeah. We got that going for your team.
Yeah, like, we were talking about what's his name?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Thank you very much. You remember how we were talking about how slow he approaches?
Yeah.
Brian does the same thing.
On the golf course?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It took Brian all damn day to hit that day. I'm like, Brian.
He's a slow approach
guy. Hit the ball.
He stands over it for like a really long time.
Yes.
And then he lowers himself down to his position.
He squats down.
He just needs to lower himself down to his position more and then swing the golf club.
It takes all day.
We don't want to have a golf match, though.
Oh, that wouldn't be fair.
We could play 2-on-2 basketball if you want to. We can do that.
That's fine.
We'll set it up.
That's fine. Wendy, just guard Andy. Force him to shoot. Just force him to shoot.
I'm an excellent shooter.
Like I said, I was over at State Farm Arena.
That was different. I was wearing jeans or something. Right. I don't know my excuses. Right. Favorite beer?
Wet.
Wet beer.
Cold. Cold?
Room temperature.
Cold?
That's my dad's favorite beer.
Cold beer?
I go Amstel Light. Beer drinker's light beer. Any beer, really. What I've been drinking lately is Monday Night Brewery here in Atlanta.
Okay, how's that?
We got a big variety pack of it from Costco.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. There's one called I'm on a Boat.
Really?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Oh, okay. I mean,
it's very good. What have you been drinking lately?
Oh, you know, I've been on my ultras, man. But we went over to Ponce Still on Sunday, and I went and got me one of them big troughs of beer.
Oh, nice.
Pretty good, actually. I don't know what it was. I just said, give me some light.
Sounds great.
It's pretty good.
If you could be the general manager for one Atlanta professional team, which would it be and why?
Probably the Hawks.
The Hawks?
Yeah. It'd be fun to build a basketball team.
It would be.
It'd be fun and more fun to build a football team, though.
Yeah, I think I'd want to try NFL.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
The whole draft process would be amazing.
Yeah, that's the fun part about it.
I think I'd be bad at it. I'd probably get fired in 4 years, but I'd like to give it a shot.
At least you're giving yourself 4 years.
Yeah, I give myself 4 years. Is it true that Dukes and Bell were on stage with the Jonas Brothers last night?
Huh?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
None at all. What?
I mean, I hope so.
Oh, that'd be great. Hope so. Well, I don't know because Mike Bell didn't take a picture with his mouth open and his thumbs up.
Well, but he's not on Twitter anymore. So.
Oh, right.
Oh, no, he's back. Mike's back on Twitter now.
Yeah, he's back.
He's back on. So we'll ask him. We'll talk to him in 10 minutes. We'll ask him.
All right.
Thoughts on the Falcons only playing 3 outdoor games this year?
It's crazy. Not bad at all.
That's good.
It's really good, actually.
Because the home field advantage they have is indoor. They're an indoor team, so. Not having to play, and they don't play any cold weather games. They don't play outdoor late in the season.
So they'll be all right.
At San Francisco, December 15th could be a little cold.
A little chilly.
When was the last time you lied to your wife and about what? Seems dangerous.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, seems like a trap.
Yeah.
Is that your wife's burner Twitter account?
Probably.
Try to get you caught?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Luke Jackson. Not lied to her about that, no.
If I've lied about anything, it's something dumb.
Like, yeah, that's all. It's not real major.
Did you change the laundry over? Yeah.
Hey, you got drawers on? I think that's what I lied to her about.
Wearing underwear?
Yeah. Yeah, I was.
Because she wants you to wear underwear when you go out in public.
Yeah, I was raw dogging the other day. I had something to do.
Here?
Of course not.
Wow, the big eye roll. Come on, wear underwear to work.
You got draws on. It was a mistake, all right? It was a mistake.
All right, don't intentionally not wear underwear to work.
My bad. It won't happen again.
Okay, can we just make that a...
Okay, yeah. No, you know,
you can make a rule for me, and I'll make a rule for you.
Miss Libby, our neighbor, her neighbor Bob, she just texted me because the day I was taking out the trash, and she, I guess on their security camera, they saw me taking out the trash, and I had no shirt on. And she was like, next, and I think I kind of had like a little plumage going back there because my pants were a little too big. So she saw it all on camera.
Plumage? Like plumber's crack?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's Miss Libby saw my booty.
Plumage. Yeah. That is phenomenal. Yeah. What happens first in college sports? Free agency or paying the players?
Free agency. Well, typically like free agency right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the best golfer at 92.9?
I don't know. I mean, I only played with Andy.
I hear Fricky's pretty good.
Oh, really? Somebody did say Fricky can play a little
Fricky's
bit.
I hear Fricky's pretty good.
But yeah, Fricky.
I'd like to see.
Fricky might throw his hip out or something on driving range, trying to impress us.
Fricky's the only one that'll practice his swing in the bullpen
yes.
to try to get you to talk to him about golf. Like, he'll practice his swing just to try to, like, oh, by the way, I'm going to play some golf this weekend. No, that's good, John. Where are you playing? And then we got to talk to him about golf for 10 minutes. Least favorite golf course to play? I don't know. Joe Patrick, actually, when we were at spring training, me and Joe and Brian Jordan, he booked us around at the jankiest course.
Who did this, Brian?
No, Joe Patrick
did. Oh, okay.
Because Brian told us he was going to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
And Joe's such a nice guy. He booked it at like a $22 a round course.
Are
and it was awful. I thought I was going to get eaten by an alligator the whole time.
I played in some bad courses in Florida.
You ever shaved your legs?
Oh, no.
Nah, me either. Would you wear a Ronald Acuna jersey?
Would I wear one?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Favorite HBO series?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Probably, game. I give it the game. I want to go Sopranos so bad.
So what was it?
Sopranos.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I love that. I'll go with The Wire, though.
I told you, I just saw The Wire.
I like The Wire.
I love The Wire,
I like
dude.
The Wire better than The Sopranos.
I like that. What about Oz?
I never watched Oz.
Yeah.
Maybe I should watch Oz next. Why did you retire, Randy, and how hard was that decision?
Because it was time to retire, and it wasn't hard at all.
Yeah, but here's the thing about you, though.
I was going to leave a year before that.
You got to choose, because there was a team that wanted to pay you money.
Yeah.
Or multiple teams.
I don't want to play.
And you were like, eh.
I was good. I was good.
That's awesome.
I was good.
Most people don't get to do that.
Am I ready?
Go for it.
Hey, fantasy football players. This is, again, we invite you to join 92.9 The Game's Fantasy Football Summit at Twin Peaks of Buckhead on Saturday, August 24th from noon to 3. Get expert advice with the panel discussion, mock draft, and Q&A with Yahoo Sports' Brad Evans, Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network, and Fantasy Football's Live's own Liz Loza. Get the insider scoop on fantasy football before your draft Saturday, August 24th from noon to 3 at 20 Pizza Buckhead. For more information, go to 929thegame.com.
Plumage. Nice work.
Yeah.
What else did we learn today? We'll tell you next. Find out if Dukes and Bell were on stage with the Jonas Brothers as well right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, final couple minutes for us here before Dukes and Bell come in. We'll find out once and for all whether or not they were hanging out with the Jonas Brothers last night. What did we learn today? Brian Gebhardt said that if the AC is not turned back on tomorrow, he's going on strike. That's what he learned today. It's like 86 degrees in the studios.
Yeah, it's a little. It's warm up here.
It's pretty hot in here.
Look at them. Look at them. Here they come in here.
It's hot. It's hot
and
in
it's
here.
The hottest part of the day.
It's just getting hotter.
Did you not think it was still hot in here, Carl?
Maintenance.
I heard you guys had Terry on the air yesterday saying he was going to fix it. But Terry also said he's going to give me $100 like 2 months ago, and I haven't seen that money.
From our retreat?
Yes.
Yeah,
he still ain't got that money.
He still hasn't paid you?
No. He told me last Monday he was going to pay me tomorrow, but then I didn't see him for a week.
Come on, man. Pay up, boss.
Pay up, boss.
Yeah, it's a little warm in here.
Yeah, fellas, I didn't realize this. Has it been this way all day?
It's getting gradually warmer.
Yeah, so by... It's about 4:30. Y'all gonna be here. Y'all gonna be here with no shirts.
It's like a damn hot house.
They're both in here with button-ups on. Could you imagine by 4 o'clock, it's gonna be down at the belly button?
Yeah.
I didn't know I was gonna put some sunscreen on.
Chest knot.
And we're getting the submarine today, man. What the hell?
And there's a nasty rumor going around that you guys were hanging out with the Jonas Brothers last night.
What the heck? I went to see Slash last night. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, question. Hey, I was like, I don't know.
Oh, ask me anything?
Yeah. I don't start rumors, Carl.
I understand. I understand. No, man, Mike went to see Slash, which actually I hadn't had a chance to chop it up with him about how the show was. I know they were in town. If I would have gone, I would have taken my daughter.
Yeah, that's why I thought somebody saw you, because you took her. No, and Mike just tagged along.
No, but we are going to Khalid tomorrow, I think. Khalid, yeah.
But it was funny. You could tell down on Internationals, we're walking back to get our Uber on Peachtree. Who was there to see the Jonas Brothers and who was there to see Slash?
That's a little bit of a different crowd.
I bet.
All right, Dukes and Bell from 2 to 7. What's coming up on the show, fellas?
Well, first of all, we're going to get Terry to get you your money. Second,
okay, good luck.
We're going to get this air conditioning working. Third, it's a big show. Who knows? Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Big show coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Later.
Because you asked if it was like a tiny little one like mine.
Watch out now!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.